It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
It's like Justin's here today. Get a chance to...
I haven't seen him, but he should be here.
Yeah.
He walked in the training meeting yesterday, felt good. Same deal today. Just add a little bit more and just take it day by day. You know, we got plenty of time. So the hope is for him to be with us right away. We'll shoot for that. He's in good spirits. You know, we were texting last night and feeling better.
You said yesterday you can't get a feel until the stitches come out.
Did you say
there's a timeline of stitches? Is it week?
No. I think next week, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah. But, I mean, I think it's more the cardio work and all that stuff, you know. But the hitting part of it, we can, you know, move that quick, you know, with everything that we have in the cage. His swinging is not complicated. So
finally, games.
There's a lot of games, you know, and so we'll see. But so far, so good.
With Lock and Bale still on target. Tomorrow.
Trevor, he started taking grounders yesterday. He's doing it again today with Mondi. Mondi swinging the bat, of course, but that's good. Yeah, you know, like gives you hope, right? Like, he's not thinking about this year, then why take ground balls so soon? He wants to be a baseball player too, just like everybody else. He's engaged and he's excited, so to take that step, it means a lot. You know, I don't want to get way ahead of myself, but that's a good first step.
What has he been doing?
Everything is inside.
Yeah.
I mean, just grind, man. I was blessed that I didn't have to go through stuff like that, you know, just to spend 6 months just rehabbing, you know, but he's been involved in meetings and talking to players and all that, which is great, expected, right? Because that's who he is. But now that he's able to go out there, it makes his days a little bit more fun, just instead of gym and weight room and all that stuff. Yeah.
See, but he's not throwing.
No, taking the ground.
A year ago today, the lockout ended. Looking back a year ago, like, has baseball, I know the rules have changed, but has the sort of the perception of baseball changed, you think?
I don't know. I believe we have a good product, you know. Obviously now with everything that is going on internationally, that is fun. People are watching. People are talking about it. There's things that I think people have realized the last few days with the pitch clock, how cool it is, you know. And we had a taste when we played Puerto Rico here, like, man, we were off, you know, we were way off. And yesterday, right away, you felt it, boom, boom, you know. You know what I'm not liking, actually, is, like, the quick innings. Like, for us, you walk, next guy hits the ground ball into the double play, it feels like, oh, shoot, it's only been a minute, and we're two outs away, one pitch away from three outs, you know. But I think the whole product is a lot better now. There's more stuff, and I think conversations with players and obviously the office are still going on for the product to keep improving, but we're in a good place. For everything that everybody thought it would be last year, it was the end of the game. I don't know. Obviously, CBA apart, I think this is the beginning of something good, and people are going to get locked in the game.
Do you think that they'll make any tweaks at all before the regular season?
With the rules?
Yeah, with the rules.
I don't believe so. No. I don't believe so. I know you got a podcast and your guys did talk about it and all that. They're witching.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah. No, I just saw it. I don't listen. When I saw Rich, I was like, oh boy. Yeah, but. No, Rich, it's not going to happen. No, but we talk. The cool thing is that we're talking about it. And even in the games, you saw Booney going to the umpire yesterday. I talked to him a few times and they're willing to make adjustments. There was one yesterday that he granted timeout to Donaldson. And, you know, we didn't know if it was the umpire who gave, you know, I knew it was the umpire, but he didn't let us know. Because we need to know if he's a hitter. He wasted his time. So I went there. He's like, you know what? That's my fault. We'll work on a mechanism. And then probably today or tomorrow, we'll get a memo from the league. It's like, in these situations, this is what has to happen. Mm-hmm. And everybody's on the same page. We'll send it to players. They know about it. We discuss it. Boom. And then we move on to the other one. But the last 5-6 games has been very clean. So, I mean, it's been good.
The umpires have probably got a better handle on it.
They're getting better. Better, and they still have questions just like us, which is great. But like I said, you know, the day is March 30th. At that point, the guy up there with the clock and us down there, we should know everything about it. And something might come up. Hopefully, it doesn't. But the way this game goes, you know, something new is going to happen, and we will talk about it. And we keep getting better.
Do you see much change in the clock, like? Do you see ball from some places are quicker than others with the clock? Have you noticed? Or is it pretty standard?
I think they make mistakes sometimes, 15, 20. There's runners, and all of a sudden it's 15. But people notice it now, and the umpire especially, and they're like, no, they reset it.
But even like how quickly they start it. It seems like some places,
not on the mound, some places around the mound, some places on the rubber, so they'll get it done. I saw Darvish today, and he was like pitching on the clock. He felt that way, you know. Like he was grabbing it and be ready. So Lindor, for example, here he just stay in the box. So they're getting trained to do something, and these are the best of the best, right? So they should be able to adjust.
It seemed like Pavetta yesterday almost. Kind of trying to freeze hitters at times.
He started using the clock to his advantage.
Is he just trying to get a feel whether
just
it helps
get a
or
feel?
Him?
I think it's more just get a feel. For me, he should go. He's the other
was
way around.
Taking him out of a rhythm.
Him, just keep going. Don't think about it. You know, just do what you're supposed to do. Right, like hold runners the way you're supposed to. Be quick. You know, but the more you think about it, the worse it's going to be for you. To be honest with you, like that should be. We should be trained to pitch. You know, before 15 seconds, before 20 seconds, we've been on, and we don't have to think about it.
What have you seen with Duvall's swing so far?
I certainly. I'm getting to know him, so yeah. It's still early. We're good?
We're good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.